This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The sex of your dishwasher? You have a KitchenAid? Is that a male or a female? Or a Whirlpool dishwasher? Male or female?
I meant my fiance. Is my dishwasher.
Yeah, the Whirlpool. All right, so here we are, 7 after the hour. It's Friday. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. No, she's not. Keelan. I like, I take shortcuts, though. I get paid by the word. So if I put Keelan and Shillin together, even though there are two people that will save me having to be paid for saying each of their names, put them together. It's the Killen twins, Kara and Victoria. How's that?
Sure, we don't mind being meshed into one person, right? Right, Victoria.
And you definitely saved words explaining it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know. Okay, I never got that anyways. If you're being paid by the word, wouldn't you want to say as many words as possible?
Yes, but I'm trying to be kind to those who are paying me.
Well, then.
Which mostly is me. Anyway, the world of radio and what it is that people find is significant about us, you, the two or three of you, Victoria and Jennifer's name in the headline, Kara, an important part of this. I saw something yesterday that made me feel very good about what it is that we're doing. The women who listen to this program tell the people who have done the research that they feel stronger about us. 78% of those who were asked say that we are more important to them than their significant others. This is asking women, not men. I wonder what the men would say, because the men weren't asked. What do you think about that? That you have more impact in the time that we are on, that people listen to us, than the people who they don't want to listen to that are around at the same time. I suppose, think about it in this way. Victoria, when you get up in the morning, how much conversation do you want to have with Lewis, or how much does he want to have with you?
Well, when I get up in the morning, he's still asleep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so when he comes around, though, when he wakes up and starts to engage you in conversation, are you really interested in listening to him, or would you like to listen to somebody that doesn't really know you that well? I think that's part of this. Do you listen, or do you want to engage in conversation with people whose response you probably don't know, or you may not really anticipate? That maybe is more intrigue in it, I think. I think with a lot of people.
I've never thought about that.
Well, how about that? I'm posing a question. Okay, here's something else for you to think about. Ready for thinking about things I don't want? Yesterday, the press conference, we had some sound from it. I watched it. I listened to it. It was interesting, entertaining. I chuckled, actually, a lot during it. And then I listened to the aftermath. Chuck Todd says, that wasn't funny. You know, who needs that? Why do we need to have this conversation about it? This is where there's a line in the sand that's been drawn, and pretty much people on one side are going to stay there, and the people on the other side are going to stay there. And so going back and forth with all of it doesn't serve to get us to use our noggins anymore. So I'm going to give you something to think about that I think fits most of us. Kara has been a little bit prepped on this because we had a quick conversation with Uri Geller about it in the last hour. But I'm fascinated with a concept that all of us believe in. I know when I say all of us, I know that Jennifer believes in the power of prayer. I know Victoria believes in the power of prayer. And I'm pretty sure Kara does as well. Prayer, a universal kind of coming together when there are a lot of people who are on the same page asking God for something or considering the power of, let's say, wellness, looking to try to bring together that universal thought to make somebody better. We all know that there's been research that's been done, and when people get together in a collective thought like that, working on somebody, that it often works.
Oh, for that, sure. Absolutely. When masses of people get together and share that positive energy, yeah. Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Okay.
I believe in that.
So
that's,
with
that's
so
very
many,
powerful.
So much talk about so many crazy people in the world. Let's turn this around a bit. We speak positively about the connection that we might have, or even our individual connection with God, with prayer. We all think, yeah, this is, it's good. But let's say somebody says, God, talk to me. We think that person's crazy. A schizoid, a psychic. I mean, a
psycho.
Yeah, a psycho. So I pose this question as a way for us to think about what it is that we are thinking about with regard to this. When we, you know, we think that people who were prophets, for example, in early religion, those people have a special connection to God. But if that's the case, then what good is prayer? And we all know by admittance that prayer works. Thought, if you don't want to call it prayer, universal thought. Collective thought.
Okay, I might need some clarification. Why? So you're saying people that... Can you rephrase?
I'm saying that we find
it's still early, and I'm trying to connect the dots.
I know, I understand, and it's a lot to weigh. This is a heavy subject, actually, but it's more interesting from my perspective than just the same old yak about the same old stuff that we're talking about. You know, we don't get into politics much here anyway, for the very reason that I've just explained. It's just the same old stuff. Nothing stimulating. And if we're going to serve the women who are listening to this program or others who find us more interesting than their significant others, then I think we have to continue to challenge people to think about the new way of thinking, or is it a new way of thinking? And Moses had a conversation with God, right? You can go back further than that, where people have said they've gotten messages from God.
Well, are you saying, how are you connecting people that talk to God and people that pray? I guess that's my question.
I think what I'm saying is that it's the same thing. In my mind,
I
talking
think it is
to God,
too. Yeah.
When I'm praying, I think I'm talking to the universal thought, the universal mind, infinite intelligence, God, whatever word you want to use for it, the ultimate being. So we all...
I know it's easy for us to laugh at people who say that they get messages from God.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We're all sort of guided in some way. It's whether or not we choose to tap into it or not that matters. Well, I believe messages from, quote unquote, messages from God or spirit guides or whatever you believe in is watching out for you. I mean, there are signs all around us. You know, do you ever think about something and then you see something that's like, wow, that could be a sign? You know, like you have those moments, or deja vu is another version of it. I mean, there are all those types of things. And I think all of them can be lumped under the umbrella of, quote unquote, talking to God or getting messages from God.
If you believe that all living things are connected to God, or in God there is witness, I'll give you an example. When my communication with my dog Charlotte took place, I knew there was communication. I knew, and some people thought I was nuts because I would talk about my communication. And there are a lot of people who mentally and spiritually, I've seen Warren Eckstein at his best, really talking, feeling the communication with animals, and yet some people think he's off his rocker because it isn't conventional. It's a concept that makes people uncomfortable. And the reason that I'm bringing you around to this is that anything that's different is perceived to be madness or different. Some people think Donald Trump is a madman. I don't know that I don't know him well enough to know and make a judgment, frankly. And that's the problem with a lot of stuff. People really don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're just talking like people with paper butts. But
what does that mean?
Apply it. It's not pleasant. It isn't. It's a use your imagination.
I've heard paper. I've heard you say paper butts. I've never heard. I don't know what that means.
I'll explain to you off the.
Okay.
Anyway, I think that we need. We're so dependent on beliefs that other people have, or getting information that comes from other sources. We have our devices, and we get, you know, but trust yourself. This is, you're not out of your minds. You're not off your rocker. If you're acquiring knowledge, think about that. And the aha moments that you have, what are they? What? How do you explain those? Or do you even have to? You don't have to explain them to yourself. It's just a good feeling that you have when you know whatever you're thinking, whatever you've done is just right. So, for those who have questions and think that they need other people to lead them in thought, trust your own thoughts and trust your own gut and think your own thoughts, not somebody else's. Is that enough of a suggestion to bring you around? I mean, I think a lot of people follow. They look for folks to follow.
Yeah.
Mahatma Gandhi was a leader, and Martin Luther King was a leader, and we have, I suppose, we call the presidents leaders, or we have, there are leaders and there are followers. Yes, for sure. But that doesn't mean that you can't, on your own, pay attention to things that you are feeling, your gut, your instincts, I mean, whatever you want to call it. Trust them. Because I think there's a lot of hidden, there's a lot of material there that is good guidance. And I don't think we're listening to our guidance well enough. If we were, we would probably not be approaching some of the things that are right in front of us the way we do. Maybe it's a roadmap to thinking about you and who you are. Because in essence, really, you have a relationship with this power. I'm not a religious man. I don't like religion, frankly. I think.
But you're very spiritual. There's a very big difference that people often they get the two really mixed up.
Yeah,
to be religious is to do something with regularity and habitually. To follow some doctrine.
There's a doctrine that's created to basically control what you're thinking, which is anathema to people who think for themselves. It is all, it's singular thought. And there is so much more to our ability to think things through. And I think, again, we're sort of following the Pied Pipers here in front of us instead of making up our own minds or thinking things through on our own. And that's all I'm sort of asking you to do. Think about that which you truly believe and don't go along to get along, because that doesn't ever get you any place. Being a follower is not of much value. Being a leader in and of yourself is where it's at. That's what I think, anyway. It's 19 after the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Being self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sky looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Music in our focus.
Don't need that guy.
Jennifer likes Keith Urban.
I do. I'm becoming a disciple of Keith Urban, too. I like him.
I don't know that much about him, except he's married to the lady with the highest forehead in the world.
Nicole Kidman, that's right.
Yes. So he is, for those of you who don't know, leading in the nominations for the Academy of Country Music Awards. That's 7 nominations, 5 for his album Ripcord, as well as his 7th bid for Entertainer of the Year and 10th for Male Vocalist of the Year. So there's nothing shy and retiring about him and his ability to communicate through music. And now on the list here, just behind him, are Miranda Lambert and Maren Morris, who's new to the scene, I think. Isn't this the first year we've really connected?
Miranda, this is Miranda Lambert, yep. And Kara just saw Maren Morris in concert last night.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she just came to D.C. It was a good show. She is a good singer. I would suggest anyone who's around go see her live. She was very, very good.
What prompted you to want to go see her, Kara?
Well, I mean, ever since we featured her, I don't know, that was almost a year ago or something like that, I bought her album, and it's a really solid, good album. And my roommate, actually, she went to kind of a thing that had a whole bunch of country singers last year, and Maren Morris is one of the people there, and she just said she was great live. So,
really?
Yeah, she's just... She's one of those people that I think anyone could enjoy because she's just a great singer.
Isn't
it funny
how good positive word of mouth helps these people almost more than anything else like that? Your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Listening, and people wonder why we spend our time. We have time in each hour of the program devoted to music because it's such a powerful force on all of our lives. Think about when you're in the car, you listen to talk, some of you listen to music, or a combination of both of them. And by the way, the most combined listenership, that is crossover listenership in radio formats, is between talk and country, if you didn't know that. More people who like talk radio when they want music go to a country station than any other kind of music. So
music is universal. It's a universal, I would say music and sports are the two times where anyone of any religious or political belief can get along and agree on stuff.
There are 6 nominations for Florida Georgia Line. and Tim McGraw. Miranda and Marin have 6 nominations. Florida Georgia Line and Tim McGraw have 5 apiece. Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley are going to host the show for the second time. Seems to get along well. Luke Bryan seems to be pretty popular as well.
It was Luke and Blake for a long time, and then when Blake had all the stuff with the boys, they brought in Dierks. It's still good.
I think you've taught us a lot. I'll speak for myself, Jennifer. You've opened my ears to a lot of this stuff that I wouldn't have paid much attention to because I haven't been, and I've said this openly on the air, I wasn't a fan of modern country because I think it's too staged, too artificial, too electronic, because I go back to the first radio job I ever had when I was 17 years old, 18 years old, was on a station in the town where I went to school. It was an evening program that focused on country music called the Double T Roundup.
Oh, yeah.
And the country stuff, it was the fun Buck Owens and Eddie Arnold and Connie Smith and that bunch. So I go out of my way. I find the Sirius XM channel that has the old country.
I think it's,
yeah, right. It's very good stuff. Let's see, what else have we got here in terms of nominees for Country Academy Country Music Awards? 7-time female vocalist and female contributor Miranda Lambert, nominated in the Female Vocalist of the Year category again. 5th nomination for that. Let's see what else. She's got a nomination for her album, The Weight of These Wings. Single of the Year, Vice from Lambert is up. Song of the Year and Video of the Year. Nominated twice for Vice in the Song of the Year category as an artist and the writer of the song. So she looks, this is riding pretty high here, isn't she? Miranda Lambert.
Yeah. She's had a pretty good run the last couple of years. Definitely top female talent, I think, in country music right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So that's good stuff. Those of you who like it, you'll have something to look forward to when these, I don't know when the show is on. When is this?
I think in a couple weeks, actually. Maybe next Wednesday, something like that.
Oh, it's a weekday show? It's not on a weekend? It's not a Sunday night show?
No, it's usually during, like, a Wednesday or something.
But there are a couple of these shows for the country music
For country?
Fan.
Yeah, there's like 4.
Okay. All right, well, that's because it's popular stuff. That's anything else. Good for them and good for her. All right, did I lose a minute of my life here, Kara? I think I did, didn't I?
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah. 29 past the hour.
Minimizing. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all have a tendency to minimize the hurt we cause others and maximize the hurt others cause us. In other words, if we hurt someone, we might think something along the lines of, what's the big deal? I didn't mean to do that, so let it go and let's move on. However, if someone hurts us in the exact same way, we might call them names and hold on to what they've done for a very long time. To minimize the hurt we cause others is unhealthy because it allows us to justify what we've done. It's also unkind because when we minimize, we avoid fully validating the pain we've caused. If you find yourself saying things like, I just, or I may have, or I guess I kinda, and then follow that up with anything, really, then you're probably minimizing. Instead of minimizing, try describing what you did as though you can see your actions through the lens of a camera. Because the truth is, people see your actions, not your intentions. For more emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Now, 34 minutes after the hour, Friday together with the DJB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. I'm not wanting to be particularly political. We all have, I want things to be good. I want things to do well. I think we have a lot of people who are, and I think Trump actually is right when it comes to the news media and the fake news stuff, with a lot of it anyway. I am concerned about some of the people that he is trying to get confirmed, and one of them is Scott Pruitt, who is up for head of the Environmental Protection Agency. I believe the vote is today, and I am very much against him.
Don't worry, because the EPA is going to be gone by the end of the year anyway.
Is it okay?
Well, seriously, it's going to get shut down, and that's okay. So, I mean, if you're worried about this, I wouldn't lose too much sleep over it.
Well, I do, because it regulates pesticides, Monsanto.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of the EPA being shut down. sure, well, some of the regulations are ridiculous and, yeah, and need to be lifted, and someone needs to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and cut some stuff that's, you know.
You
but
can bring
EPA
it to the states level, and I think that's what should be done. I mean, it, I don't know if we need government regulations telling us environmentally what's good in one state or another when the state is each state is unique and has its own set of problems and issues. I think I don't think anybody's saying get rid of environmental issues. They're just saying send it back down to the state level, and I don't disagree with that at all.
Don't, in other words, don't we, it is important for us to have people who would get in the way of the sorts of things that Monsanto stands for, and maybe this is a perfect example of it. The folks at Monsanto are trying to the strange relationship that the government has to industry and vice versa. And I always love it when I'm trying to get to some information that comes from various sources, and all I get when I click on it are a bunch of ads. So, Victoria, if you want to go through this Monsanto tax incentive deal, because I think this is a good story for everybody to consider, it's another reason for us not to have Scott Pruitt sitting in that seat. You're welcome to do it, because I can't open it because of all these GD these spots.
Pop-up ads.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. So, anyway, go ahead.
I haven't read this yet, so you have to bear with me. I'm just looking at. I just passed this along from a listener.
So then
Jay Jackson.
We sound foolish. Let's just wait until we both can open it. It was something that connected to the Scott Pruitt thing, in a manner of speaking, because he's Monsanto through and through, and I can't stand that. I can't. There's nothing about Monsanto that I want having a role in the government of the United States. Nothing. There's nothing good about them. They don't do anything. This is one of those evil empire outfits, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of expertise and credibility in this area because I am a farmer. I've seen what it's done even to some of the local people who have used their seeds and other stuff. It kills the ground. It kills, you know, there are a lot of people who are listening to me now who are in farm country say, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Look at all the way we can produce more corn and feed more people and all that other stuff. That's fine. Quantity is great, but quality is also important. And the quality of their crap, it is not, it's not healthy. It's just not good. And the stuff that I know what it does to the ground, as I've seen, anything that will kill weeds the way that stuff does.
Oh, Roundup is the worst.
I'm happy to kill the weeds, yeah, but what it does to the soil, you see, people don't think about that.
No.
It kills the soil, and without the soil and the ingredients in the soil, then you don't have, you don't have healthy food. I use this often. I do a program called The American Family Farmer, which is basically a food and farm show that's heard on many of these same stations during the weekend on the weekend. And our focus is on how family farms can survive and how we can nurture this planet and nurture the source of our food. And dumping all of this garbage, all of this S-H-you-know-what on to the land kills the microbial influence. You've heard me laughingly talk about, you know, when people take off on cows, we're going to get rid of all the cows because the methane gas is killing the planet, which is a bunch of hooky. The real story about what comes out of cows is demonstrated by what you see around an area of cow poop. You see a cow pie in a pasture. Around the cow pie is, I'm sure a lot of people woke up this morning expecting me to spend a lot of time talking about cow pies and what's around them. If you look at the area within a foot of a cow pie, it's all green versus the other area that's further out that doesn't have that greenness to it. And the reason it's green is because the microbes that are part of the digestive process of a cow, when the poop lands on the ground, those microbes go into the dirt and they fan out. And they help bring oxygen to, they open up the pores, if you will, of the land. I'm trying to do this in a way that we can understand, you know, how your pores are what breathes life into your skin. The openings in the skin, the pores, bring, they exchange the oxygen and the atmosphere with your body. So anyway, that's what happens to the earth. When the microbes, it's amazing how Mother, we were talking about God in the last half hour, how it works. I mean, to understand how the system works, these little microbes that are created and there are billions of them in the digestive system of the cow. Well, the same as there are in any animal, actually. But the cow's poop, as it spreads on the ground, is heavier. It's more beneficial than horse poop, let's say. And so these microbes open up the ground and allow the air to get in, which is what creates the green and the health in the plant. So when you come along with thiophosphate or whatever this other crap is from Monsanto and you spray everything, yeah, you're killing the weeds, and that's cool because weeds are not good for the growth of other plants, but you're also killing the microbes that are in the soil that give it its richness and give it its life. And it takes a long time to build that stuff back up. And that's the point that people make when they understand what really is going on here. And that's why I don't... people
and then
don't
it's more than just
trouble.
The soil, too. I mean, Roundup, you know, spreading through the air kills the bees. I mean, the bees are, you know... And going back to Jennifer's point really quick about the EPA, putting it back on the state's levels, I'm from New Jersey, which, you know, everybody makes fun of New Jersey for all sorts of reasons, but there's a lot of farmland in New Jersey, too. We've got oil
South
refineries.
South Jersey is great. There's great farms in South Jersey.
And the whole west part of New Jersey is... You don't even know where you are. You would never know you're in New Jersey. It's just all farmland and horse country and everything. But whatever. But we've got oil refineries and we've got farms. We have all kinds of stuff. But we also have all the pharmaceutical companies and the plants that make the pharmaceuticals. If no one in the state of New Jersey, and Cory Booker is guilty of this as well, those people are that's the special interests in New Jersey. That and the environment is not the special interest. It's the refinery, the oil tanks. It's, you know, if without regulations, no one in New Jersey is going to do anything. And New Jersey is right on the coast, and it affects the water too. So the EPA is needed for
certain things like that. This is the problem is, and we get into these arguments or discussions because the reach has gone too far. The pendulum, and this is why Trump is there and why he was elected, because the pendulum's gone too far the other way. And me, in my expertise as a farmer, I can tell you the Environmental Protection Agency is anathema. When any boob comes onto my land and looks at a puddle and says, that's a waterway and we have to regulate it, you know you're talking to somebody who's out of their mind.
Right.
And they're out of their mind because they have too much power. Their zealousness when they go into these things. Well, I'm the boss. I can tell you. I can put you in jail if I want to, that kind
of
stuff.
Of course.
No way to run a government. That's
no way. And that stuff,
things.
Obviously, those are regulations that are stupid. If someone comes to you and says, well, you know, if someone comes to you and says, and I don't know if this is a real thing, but if someone comes to you and says, okay, so this is where your cows eat, I don't know what it's called, but, well, you know, it's 6 inches too close to the next cow. That's ridiculous.
And don't you think that's what's happening right now?
Yes,
I
mean, it is.
There are some people
who want to put a diaper on a cow so that the poop won't go onto the ground. I mean, that many people who are out of their minds. They're
right,
crazy.
And I'm saying all of that stuff is ridiculous and is preventing people from making a living, and that kind of stuff needs to be cut out. But there are much larger issues of businesses, factory farms, and things like that are impacting
the environment.
Well,
you got it. No argument. You're not getting an argument from us.
No,
we're just saying.
Jen disagrees with me.
Well, I'm not sure she disagrees in the principle. I think she just disagrees in, and I want to put words in her mouth, in the how and the why of what you do to make sure that everything is okay.
I think that the EPA has done more harm to business
awful.
In this country than any other organization.
But the other side of it is, Jennifer, that lead going back into the waterways is not acceptable.
But it's still going back into the waterways. That's just it. Is you have the EPA in place and you still have stuff happening in Michigan.
Yeah.
So what's the point of them being there? If the country is still jacked up, why have the office open? You either have to blow it up and restaff it and come up with a whole other idea, or you need to let it just go back down to the state control and let everybody own their own problems. I mean, I just don't see, if you've got problems that still exist, then why are they there? Right?
That's a good question.
Well,
and a good, yeah.
I mean, why are people poisoned in Detroit and the EPA is still open?
Because
I mean,
there's
shameful.
Too many advocates like Pruitt who got into the
You can't blame Scott Pruitt for Detroit's water problem.
I can't blame him for Detroit, but I can blame him for a lot of other stuff that's directly related to Monsanto. Absolutely. And that's not what you need to be in charge of. And whether we want the agency or we don't, we can't fix it all at once.
Right.
But
my point is, in states, you know, if Bayer buys Monsanto, you know, look at New Jersey. We've got Johnson & Johnson and Merck Pharmaceuticals, all the pharmaceuticals there, and they're all in Cory Booker's pocket, too. And so, you know, he doesn't want to reduce the price of the prescription drugs because they're in his pocket. They're his supporters. So in every state, there are special interests that are going to override what's actually the right thing to do. So you can't really trust the states. Coal miners in West Virginia, you know, you can't trust that they're going to have the proper environmental regulations on their own without someone else saying you have to do it.
Here's the question, or here's the real, and then we got to move on. The real crux of the problem is, and this is, unless we blow this up, we are doomed.
It needs to be changed completely, I agree.
Finish my sentence.
I'm agreeing with you.
The way that it needs to be finished is to take all of the money, and this is not realistic because these guys are not going to vote, to take all the money out of elections. Donald Trump had very little influence from moneyed interests in this last campaign. It was one of the best things about the campaign. The other people that you look, and you just mentioned Cory Booker, there are people on both sides of the aisle, and yes, where their money comes from and what they do with their votes, it is for sale. These people are not representing you and me. They are representing those people who stand up to the plate with a big check that will help them get reelected to maintain their power base. Right. That's the problem. Until you eliminate that, all these other things that we're talking about are never going to go away, because there's always going to be somebody with a buck who's going to influence the way the decisions come out. And that's really, whether it's state, national, whatever, money in politics is nothing but corrupting until you universally change that, and it probably isn't likely that you can, and nothing's going to really seriously change because there's too much money. All right, 6 past the hour. Time for food news. Speaking of all of this stuff, I suppose we've just had 15 minutes of food news brought to you in part by Cozy Shack. Cozy Shack pudding, absolutely fabulous, absurdly delicious. The food news that I'm looking at something that I found kind of interesting here. Social media fired up last fall when a rumor about Peeps Oreos began to circulate. The account at Junk Food Guy posted a photo of an illustration suggesting what the packaging would look like if Oreos had Peeps in them. Well, apparently, that's coming to fruition. There are mixed reviews on social media for Peeps and Oreos, but some people are excited by this, and Peep Oreos will have their day. They're being produced, and they're for sale at some Walmarts, apparently.
Yeah.
And other stores, too. vanilla cookies with pink icing in the middle. The Peeps Oreos. Ew. All right, so. Bunga bunga.
Sweet is all I can think of.
Yeah. So the pudding shortage, which has been brought about by a lot of people finding how great Cozy Shack is and eating it and enjoying it, a lot of people have been posting on Facebook and Twitter in various ways, including on our Facebook and Twitter pages, what they think about the Cozy Shack pudding. And as a result of that, we have a winner today. We've told you all week long that if you post on Facebook and Twitter that you like the Cozy Shack pudding, you're going to get a survival pack. So who's the person who's getting the survival pack?
Congratulations to Maya Cooper.
Maya Cuba.
We need to go to Maya Cooper's house for some pudding.
Right.
Yeah.
How closely related is Maya Cooper? Maya Cooper? What's a Maya? How do you spell that?
A Maya culpa.
Maya culpa. That's it, too.
Right.
Maya Cooper and Maya culpa. How do you do? All right. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. The winner this week. I'm out of breath here. I'm kind of out of... I have to... The conversation is so stimulating. Yeah, I need to have some super beats. I got to mix those up and have some of those. And mix them. Maybe I should put them... Mix a little Cozy Shack pudding into my super beats drink. What do you think? Good idea? 10 before the hour.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of the top tech stories, Tech Talk time, with the top five from this past week in terms of technology. Give the honors to Victoria Keelan in that department as I become the big-voiced announcer, starting with number five this week in terms of influence. What's that story?
Well, LG is expanding their robot line, which I know is going to thrill you, Doug. They already have their at-home robot, which is similar to Amazon's Alexa or Google Home, things like that. So now they're introducing the new Airport Guide robot. And this is a very cute little robot that kind of just hangs out in baggage claim and, you know, and wanders around. And he speaks 5 different languages, English, Chinese, Japanese, 4 different, English, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. And he can help you find your baggage. He can direct you around the airport. If you're lost, you can book a taxi cab with him. I mean, there are lots of different things that they're experimenting with. And these guides will be first available in the international airport in Seoul, Korea, and then they're going to start rolling out into other international airports. But this is some, obviously, people who work in airports are probably not really thrilled with this development, but LG apparently is working on some contracts with a lot of different airports to have these robots there as the new sort of information booth of of our time. So I think it could be helpful, but I don't know. I can't picture you, Doug. You're in airports a lot. I don't know if you'd be looking to a robot for help.
I shan't, but thank you for the offer anyway.
Do you use kiosks to check in?
Do I? No, I usually have my boarding pass when I go into the airport. I don't bypass all of it.
Now that you have an iPhone, have you done that? Have you used the barcode?
Yes, actually, I did do that once.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
All right, so you're getting there, closer to robots.
Yeah, yeah. But fortunately, you don't have any complaint about the TSA much anymore because we go through the pre-check 4 minutes and you're out, bing, bang, boom, and you're done.
Right.
So that's most practical. All right, let's get to the number four issue or item this week on our Tech Talk list of the top five items of the week.
In a recent study from an email productivity company called Boomerang, they looked at the sign-offs or signatures of 350,000 email threads, and they wanted to see what the most popular closings were and what the most effective closings were, especially if you're applying for a job and you're sending your resume and a cover letter to a potential employer. So the eight most popular closings were thanks, regards, cheers, best regards, thanks in advance, thank you, best, and kind regards. Of the eight, the ones that expressed gratitude, specifically thanks in advance, thank you, and thanks, were apparently 14% more likely to get a response than any of the other close-offs. So the most successful is thanks in advance, and so the least effective was best, which puts very little effort
least
in.
Least is best, yes. Yeah. All right. Number three on the list of the top five tech items this week.
Over the past few months, Twitter has introduced a number of new safety tools and app tweaks to combat abusive behavior. Their most recent one, though, has been met with a lot of opposition. You will no longer get notifications if you are assigned to a group or a list, and this is what other people can put you onto. So you have to manually make sure that you're not being put on a list that has a name or a title or some sort of a grouping that you don't like or that could look bad for your online profile, your image. You have no real control over this. People can put you onto any list they want. If you manually control it, you can go in and delete yourself from it, but now you won't be getting the notification, so you have to really be diligent to make sure that you know what lists you're being put on. People are not happy.
All right. That's good. We like to keep people on the edge of their seat, on their toes, and if they're not happy, that's a good way to do it. Number two on our list.
Well, for whatever reason, people are really into what I would call vintage cell phones this week, and this was big news. The Nokia 3310, which was also known as the Brick, this phone is actually coming back. It's not going to be made by Nokia. It's a new company that bought the rights to Nokia, but they're bringing it back 17 years after it pretty much went off the market completely. There are still places, though, third-party channels like Amazon and eBay are still selling these phones, so there is a market for it. It's not a smartphone. It's like the original brick phone that came with a cell phone plan. It will retail for about $65. It's very difficult to text on. This was really before text messaging even was a thing. So for whatever reason, and I think Jennifer had said earlier this week it was the hipsters, she's probably right. For whatever reason, the hipsters want something old and vintage looking. I don't know why.
Number one in the top five tech stories this week.
And bringing back old things, the BlackBerry will be back. It will not be made by BlackBerry, but it will be made by the Chinese manufacturer who bought the rights to BlackBerry. It's a company called TCL.
Called Blueberry.
It's called BlackBerry.
Yep, so BlackBerries will be back.
Hey. Hooray for BlackBerry! Yay! All right, that's the tech list this week for your listening and dancing pleasure. 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.